This rapture is this thing that is pretty freaky. Hollywood has come out with this, and some of the movies that have been made about it, you know, I admit are pretty poor. But it's tough to duplicate the rapture on a screen. Okay? Let's just look at it this way. There is a God, and he's told us some things that are going to happen in the world in which we live before he returns. In the other videos, perhaps in this segment, you've listened to some of those things. You can see, okay, this is kind of like real. There really is a nation. There really is a coalition. There really is an agenda. It really is happening. And there's some very incredible things going on in the world. Well, the rapture is no exception. Now, what is the rapture? What's the purpose? The purpose is to have a loving God who died for the world get the world's attention and get the attention of those who have yet to pay attention to him by removing from the earth those people of faith. Now, you say that's bizarre. Well, no kidding, it's bizarre. I agree. But when it happens, okay, forget the argument or the debate whether it's true or not. When it happens, you're going to have if you're not a person of faith and you're still around, because the people are faith or not, you're going to have this feeling in the pit of your stomach. Terror is going to overtake you. It's going to be chaotic. You're trying to freak out. You're trying to think, what am I going to do? Trying to remember what someone told you. This is what I say to you. Grab yourself a Bible. Go to John's Gospel, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. The churches will be empty. Go grab a Bible in any church. Sit down and read that chapter 3. Now, chapter 3 is about what is it that you're going to do to have this relationship with Christ, who's gone to such a huge extent to die for the world. Now his Father has removed people from the world to get your attention. Maybe he's got your attention. And figure out what it is you're going to do. Because the world that you live in at that moment, without any people of faith, with the churches empty, the people who are a temple of the Spirit of God, when they're not there, you're going to see ISIS or ISIL magnified across the globe under the authority of someone called the Antichrist. You'll be asked to take the mark of the beast. If you don't take the mark of the beast, you won't eat. You won't be able to do any commerce. You're going to have to settle into, let's forget who was right or wrong. Let's settle into what's personal right now. What am I going to do in light of the advent of this rapture? And the answer is found in a person called Jesus Christ, whose Father is trying to do any and everything he can to get your attention. And all you can do at that point in time is cry out for him. It's all you can do to say, help me, forgive me, save me. You are the Lord of the universe. When the executions increase, when the genocide increases, when the chaos increases, when there's wars and rumors of war, there's strife and coalitions and mass discounting of human life, and you're right there in the middle of it, that's all you got. You got Christ. Now, why you would want to wait till then, I have no idea. I waited the majority of my life before I accepted him. Why you would want to wait till then, I don't know. But if that's what you want to do, do it. But if you want to come to him sooner, you just recognize him as Lord, one who came and died for you to pay the penalty that you no longer have to pay by having faith in him, who died on the cross as to ransom you. If you don't accept him now or wait till that kind of chaotic world, if you live that long, there will be people kidnapped and ransomed left and right, discounting the fact that God came and ransomed you out of the darkness by paying for you with his own blood to save you from the penalty of sin. Anyway, cry out to him. You're going to need him, and it's going to be ugly. But it's ugly for a reason, because he wants your attention. He wants attention. He desires that none should perish, and he goes to any and every extent to do that. I'd encourage you not to wait, though. We live in a world that's killed 50 million unborn infants. And that's so far gone past our brain, we don't even compute that. We think that's cute. We advertise ways of contraception after life begins. It's amazing to me. We don't even get that anymore. Just think what it's going to be like when God steps back from the earth. I hope you're ready for that. That's the rapture. What then?